I want to start this morning with a story. So if you're joining us from home, this would be a good time to get comfortable into a nice relaxed position, but not something that'll make you sleepy. Maybe have a blanket that you like to cuddle up with. I brought a little something here too. Here we go. He wanted to come join us for story time. Do you have a stuffy like this too? Imagine a Christmas story time. A Christmas play, a group of kids getting ready at a church to do a live Christmas play. I'm going to read to you a story this morning, and we'll just have Bunny maybe sit at the side and listen. Annie started out from behind the stage. She's staring out. Other tiny angels buzzed around her in excitement. She hardly noticed them. All the chairs in the audience were empty, but soon they would be full of people. A shiver went up and down Annie's back. She squeezed her stuffed bunny rabbit in a tight hug. Brown Bunny always helped Annie feel braver. Zoe, one of the older angels, tapped her on the shoulder. Angels are not supposed to carry bunny rabbits. It's just not historical. Annie didn't know what historical meant, but she was sure Brown Bunny could be historical if she tried. Brown Bunny's scared, Annie said. She wants to stay with me. Mr. Garcia, Zoe called for the children's pastor. Annie's messing up the Christmas play. There weren't any rabbits at the first Christmas. Mr. Garcia walked over. Do you think Brown Bunny could stay here with me? That way, she wouldn't be alone. Annie looked at Brown Bunny. No, she needs me. Mr. Garcia crouched down next to her. It's very normal to have stage fright. What's stage fright? Annie asked. It's when you get nervous in front of other people, Mr. Garcia said. Lots of people get stage fright, but we've been practicing, right? Annie nodded. Brown Bunny and I practice our songs at home, she said. Nice and loud, just like you told us. Mr. Garcia smiled. What if we put Brown Bunny on the piano? Then you can see her while you're on stage. Annie whispered into Brown Bunny's ear. Then she held her up to listen for her answer. I think we should stay together, Annie told Mr. Garcia. Brown Bunny wants to be a tiny angel too. That's a wonderful idea, Mr. Garcia said. Let's get Brown Bunny ready. The lights dimmed. Annie and the other tiny angels waited to go on stage. Annie could hear her heart thumping away. Zoe marched to the center of the stage and stood in front of a young girl. Annie held Brown Bunny up so she could see. Zoe's so brave, Annie said. She probably doesn't get stage fright. But it's okay if you do, Brown Bunny. Mr. Garcia said lots of people get it. Fear not, Zoe said. Did you hear that, Brown Bunny? Annie whispered. That means don't be afraid. The angel said that to Mary when she was going to have baby Jesus. Finally, it was time for the tiny angels to go on stage. Zoe herded them out to sing about Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Annie trembled and held Brown Bunny tighter. The music started. Sing nice and loud, Annie told Brown Bunny. Fear not. Annie took a deep breath and started singing. By the time the song was over, Annie was smiling. As the tiny angels walked off stage, They passed Mary and Joseph standing by the manger. Annie blinked. Her mouth dropped open. Baby Jesus was in the manger all by himself. What if he had stage fright? She looked at Mr. Garcia. He was busy helping one of the wise men. Annie looked at Zoe, but she was leading the rest of the tiny angels off to the side. It was up to Annie. "Can you help baby Jesus be brave?" she whispered to Brown Bunny. Brown Bunny could. Annie marched over to the manger and gently laid Brown Bunny inside the manger. For a moment, the play stopped. Everyone froze. Mr. Garcia's mouth was wide open in surprise. But when he saw Brown Bunny, he smiled and waved at Annie to come over. Annie ran off the stage. "Why did you do that?" Zoe asked, cutting her off. "That's not how it was at the first Christmas." "I didn't want baby Jesus to have stage fright," Annie said. Brown Bunny wanted to help too. Annie was proud of Brown Bunny. Neither of them were scared anymore. I wonder if you're ever scared. Mary was a bit startled in our story this morning when the angel appeared to her. Would you be scared too if an angel appeared to you? The angel said, "Fear not." I wonder what would have happened if Mary didn't listen, if she stayed scared. I wonder what would have happened to Annie and Brown Bunny if they'd stayed scared and not gone on stage. The angel Gabriel had come to Mary to reveal a wild and crazy plan, explaining to her how God had chosen her to bring about the long-expected coming Messiah. Kind of like this year has felt for many, but, you know, with a few hundred more years added on. I wonder what it was like for Mary to listen to Gabriel. Do you think she felt calm? Or were thoughts and questions racing through her mind? Like, is this really happening? Am I really seeing an angel? What's going on? Has God chosen me? What will Joseph think? What will my family think? Will anyone believe me? How can I, a virgin, bear a child? I imagine the thoughts were racing for Mary. I wonder if she felt scared as she pondered how her life would change with what the angel was saying to her that night. Did she want to run from the angel shouting, "No, no, no, this is too much for me. Choose someone else, God." I wonder how you are feeling as you prepare for Christmas this year. I wonder if you or someone close to you is wanting to run from this crazy year saying, "No, no, no, God, it's too much for me." I wonder if you're feeling feelings of worry, of fear, of sadness, depression, frustration, exasperation, and more. And I wonder what you do when you feel these things. "Fear not," said Gabriel. And well, none of us are about to bear the Messiah like Mary. We need to hear that God has not forgotten us either. Just as God had not forgotten the people of Israel who were waiting years and years for the coming Messiah, God has not forgotten us in 2020. Though this past year has been challenging in many ways, fear not. Our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world and across time have walked through difficult times as well. They have been sustained by our Lord God, and we will get through our challenges here together. Having heard all that the angel had said to Mary, Mary responded, "May your word," and if I may add my own in bits in here, "may your very crazy sounding, promise fulfilling, life changing," I can't believe you just said this, Gabriel, "that kind of word, may your word be fulfilled." I wonder what it was that helped Mary be able to say, "Yes, yes, God, may it be so." Even though it would be a mix of joy and challenges. I wonder how it was that she balanced that. It couldn't be easy trying to tell Joseph, family, others in her community, "I've seen an angel. I'm about to have a virgin birth." How does she balance that out while experiencing the joy that we read about in Mary's song? I wonder what it is that helps you say yes to God in your life. How is it that you prepare your heart to experience joy in the midst of life's ups and downs? And I wonder what it is that you need today. What is it that you need this winter so you can face the challenges ahead of you in the coming few months? I wonder how Mary knew, looking ahead to next week's passage just for a moment. I wonder it is how that she knew that it would be good to go stay with her cousin Elizabeth as the baby grew in her womb. How she knew that that good community was what she needed to prepare her for what was ahead. And a question I think many of us are asking now, I wonder how it is that we lean into community these days in the midst of all our current restrictions. As a staff team, we've been talking about how is it that we can care both for the people of our church as well as the people in our circles beyond the church. We've brainstormed an array of ideas thinking about the new year ahead, from prayers for mental health to a possible marriage class to training on finances or just picking up the phone to chat with others. And the ideas are more. But we'd also love to hear from you. What would you like to see to take care of your own well-being, to reach out to the people that are closest to you? Where's your heart calling? Where do you see a need? I want to invite you, if you have something on your heart, I've asked Richard ahead of time. He's on the Zoom chat right now. If you want to put something in the chat or if you want to send him a private chat message, he's ready to hear. What is it that you need this winter so that you can face challenges and prepare for joy? Maybe you're not wanting to chat on Zoom or that's not a technology for you. Feel free to give one of the pastoral staff a call or an email. We'd love to know what we can be doing for you and for our community. And would you join us in praying that God would lead? It feels like the needs right now are many. What is it that we are called to focus on? For today, I want to offer you a simple exercise that can help when our brains and our bodies feel like they're racing, when the emotions feel tough and it feels hard to experience God's presence. Sticking with our Christmas theme, I want you to imagine a star. It has 5 points, and we're going to draw it in our heads here. So you're going to start here, and I want you to draw an imaginary line towards the first point. I like to go to the top point first, but it doesn't matter. If you can draw from the side right up to the point. And as we do that, as we draw that, we take a breath in through our nose. When we get up to the point, I want you to hold your breath for a moment. And then as we come out away from the point, we breathe out through our mouths. This is something we can do all the way around the star. And it brings our body back to a place of calm. It's amazing how God designed our bodies to be able to respond to moments of extreme stress and to be able to respond in crisis. Our challenge is then that our modern society, there are so many things that can trigger that stress response. And it takes some intentionality to bring back that calm. And this breathing in, hold, and breathe out through the mouth can help us just bring our bodies back to calm, where we can be more aware of the presence of Christ with us. As you familiarize yourself with this exercise, it is easy to add brief prayers. Make the words your own, but just as an example, as we breathe in through our nose, we can say, "Come, Lord Jesus." Hold that as we welcome Jesus into our lives, into our minds. And then as we breathe out, we can say, "Cast out my worries, cast out my fears." Maybe there's something more specific that you want to say. "Lord, I want to send that away." So let's just try that exercise together. We're going to try breathing here this morning. I know we think we've all been breathing all a long time, but it's easy to breathe in a way that is fast and with continuing with stress and fear. So let's try that, just breathing slowly. I want you to imagine. We're going to go to that first point, so let's breathe in through our nose. "Come, Lord Jesus," and hold as we invite Jesus in. And cast out our fears. And again, going to the next point. "Come, Lord Jesus." Cast out our worries. Breathing in, "Come, Lord Jesus," hold, cast out our sadness. And breathing in, "Come, Lord Jesus," cast out our anger. And one last time, "Come, Lord Jesus," hold, cast out our fears. Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you that you are here. Thank you that you have invited us not to fear. Thank you that, like you were with Mary, you will be there with us through the challenges. Lord, as we look forward to the new year, would you show us as a church how it is that we can care for one another and for those beyond our community? Lord, how can we be your light, your hope, your peace, your joy? Lord, thank you for showing us what you have for us, one step at a time. Thank you for sustaining us, one day at a time, one moment at a time. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.